Chapter 3, The Great Decalogue. He who hungers and thirsts after God will seek for an understanding of the laws which the God of wisdom has impressed upon creation. These laws are a transcript of His character. They must control all who enter the heavenly and better country. God's law is written by His own finger upon every nerve, every muscle, every faculty which has been entrusted to man. God in His wisdom has established natural laws for the proper control of our dress, our appetites, and our passions, and He requires of us obedience in every particular. The transgression of physical law is transgression of God's law. Our Creator is Jesus Christ. He is the author of our being. He is the author of the physical law as He is the author of the moral law. And the human being who is careless and reckless of the habits and practices that concern his physical life and health sins against God. God is not reverenced, respected, or recognized. This is shown by the injury done to the body in violation of physical law. God loves His creatures with a love that is both tender and strong. He has established the laws of nature, but His laws are not arbitrary exactions. Every thou shalt not, whether in physical or moral law, contains or implies a promise. If it is obeyed, blessings will attend our steps. If it is disobeyed, the result is danger and unhappiness. Health, strength, and happiness depend upon immutable laws, but these laws cannot be obeyed where there is no anxiety to become acquainted with them. A knowledge of the laws by which health is secured and preserved is of preeminent importance. Indifference and ignorance in regard to the laws which govern our being are sins so common that we have learned to look upon them with undue tolerance. We have no right wantonly to violate a single principle of the laws of health. God is greatly dishonored by the way in which man treats his organism, and He will not work a miracle to counteract a perverse violation of the laws of life and health. The Lord has made it a part of His plan that man's reaping shall be according to his sowing. Wherever the habits of the parents are contrary to physical law, the injury done to themselves will be repeated in future generations. You should move out from principle in harmony with natural law, irrespective of feeling. To make plain natural law and urge the obedience of it is the work that accompanies the third angel's message to prepare a people for the coming of the Lord. A flower of the field must have its root in the soil. It must have air, dew, showers, and sunshine. It will flourish only as it receives these advantages, and all are from God. So with man. God calls for reformers to stand in defense of the laws He has established to govern the human system and to maintain an elevated standard in the training of the mind and culture of the heart. It is the duty of every human being for his own sake and for the sake of humanity to inform himself or herself in regard to the laws of organic life and conscientiously to obey them. It is the duty of every person to become intelligent in regard to disease and its causes. You must study your Bible in order to understand the value that the Lord places on the men whom Christ has purchased at such an infinite price. Then we should become acquainted with the laws of life, that every action of the human agent may be in perfect harmony with the laws of God. When there is so great peril in ignorance, is it not best to be wise in regard to the human habitation fitted up by our Creator, and over which He desires that we shall be faithful stewards?